Okay, today is Daf Yud Beis. We're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We are on the first wide line. I guess we're on the first wide line. So we're talking about, the Gemara was discussing that in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't really daven the whole davening. They had like a very abbreviated davening, the Kahanim. And one of the things they said was one bracha. And it was a machlokes if that was Ava Rabba or Yotzer Or. Ava Sa'olam or Yotzer Or. It's a machlokes which one it was. Some hold held. So you know, my bracha achas, it was the Amar of Zrika, so the first shita was Ava Rabba. Amar of Zrika, Amar of Ami, Amar of Sherba, Lakish Yotzer Or. Right? So it's a machlokes which bracha it was. Now, Ki Asa Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef came, Amar Hadad Rabbi Zrika, that which Rabbi Zrika said, that it's Yotzer Or, Lav Beferish Itmar. He never said that straight out. Ella Michlala Itmar. It's derived from something else he said. What? Amar Zrika, Amar Vami, Amar Shem Ben Lakish, Zoso Meris, Brachos Ein Ma'akvos Zuazu. He set a rule. Brachos are not ma'akiv each other. That means that the brachos are shema. Let's say you only said one. So do you get credit for saying one? Yeah. Whatever one you said you get credit for, they're not ma'akiv each other. It's not like lulav. Right? You don't put a dasim in. You don't get three quarters of a mitzvah. You get zero. It's not like that at all. It's not like that. They're not ma'akiv each other. Whatever you want to say, you say whatever you can say. Now that only makes sense. Iyamit bishloma yotzer or. It only makes sense if he held the bracha that was said was Yotzer Or. Havei Amri, that's the bracha that was said was Yotzer Or. Hainu, the bracha is Ma'akvo Zu Azu. That makes sense, and consequently, the brachas are not ma'akim each other. Now, how does one fit with the other? Why? Delo Ka'amr Avarabba. They didn't say Avarabba. So they're not ma'akim each other. However, Eli Amrid Avarabba Have Amri. If you want to say that the bracha that they said was Avarabba, my brachos ain't ma'akiv zu azu. What does it mean that the brachos are not ma'akiv? The reason why you said Avarabba and not Yotzer Or, not because if you say one, it's okay. The reason is because it was too early in the morning. They couldn't say Yotzer Or yet. The sun hadn't risen yet. Right? Dilma Hadlo Amri Yotzer Or, Mishum Delo Matazman Yotzer Or. Because it didn't come yet. V'chimotez man Yotzer Or, Havi Amri. And when Yotzer Or would come, they would say it. So he said one bracha. It must have been Avarav. He must have meant Yotzer Or. He must have meant that. Why? Because we know he held. The brachas are ma'akiv each other. Right? They're not ma'akiv each other. So he said that. If he held, it was Yotzer Or. If he held, it was Yotzer Or. I'm sorry, if he held it was Avarabba, would it be not ma'akiv each other? The reason why he said Avarabba, because it's too early. In another hour, he'll say Yotzer Or. It must be that the bracha he was talking about was Yotzer Or. It must be. You got that? Must be.
So really, brachas are ma'akiv each other.
What? No, they're not ma'akiv each other.
No, because if he had said Yotzer Or.
That he did say Yotzer Or. He must have meant Yotzer Or. Because had he said Avarabba, it would be no raya that brachas are. It's because it was too early. So the Gemara asks now, what's the difference if it's derived or he said it straight out? Either way, he must have meant that. What's the difference? Sometimes, usually the Gemara answers this question. The Gemara asks, what's the difference? It's only derived as opposed to, what's the difference? So the Gemara will tell you the difference. The Mechlala, since it's derived, no, La'olam really, Avarabba Havi Amri. Really, Avarabba was said first. Really, he said the bracha was Avarabba. And when Yotzer Or would happen an hour later, he'd still say that too. My brachos ain't ma'akiv zu azu. So what does it mean, brachos and I ma'akiv each other? It means seder ha-brachos, the order. That's all he meant to say. So it's not really, we don't really know what he held. He didn't have to hold that he said Yotzer Or. It's derived. It's probably held that way. But he could have held. He said Avarabba. And later you'll say Yotzer Or. And what does it mean that I'm ma'akiv each other? What's not ma'akiv is the order. The order is not ma'akiv each other. Say them out of order if you have to. Right, you wake up early, you're running out of time, you say Avarava, and then when you have a chance, say, oh, sorry, it's out of order. That's not the end of the world. That's not Makif. It's going to be out of order. So we don't have a Raya really what he held. According to him, it could have been yes. According to him, it could have been they said both brachas. When did they say the second bracha? Later, when they had some spare time. That's what I'm saying. In the morning, they were so busy. The Talmud read, they didn't have time to do everything. So later, when it calms down, they'll say the other bracha. It's out of order. So it could be out of order. Next, the Korin Aseret HaDibros. Then in the Beis HaMikdash, they would recite Aseret HaDibros, Shema, Vayomer, Emes V'yatziv, Va'avoda. Avoda was Ritzei, U'berchas Kahanim, and Berchas Kahanim. This is the seder of David. So they didn't daven Zukit HaZimra, this is what they daven. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Af Begvulin, even in the rest of the land, Bikshu Likros Kane. They also wanted to say Aseret HaDibros. Ella Shekvar Bitlum Bipnei Tarumos Haminim. They got rid of it because the Minim were complaining. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what were the Minim complaining? Who are the Minim? We'll see in a minute who the Minim are. People were complaining that they're saying Aseret HaDibros. What are they complaining about? What's wrong with it? Rashi says, Shelo Yomru La'ame Ha'aretz Ein Shar Torah Emes. The Amratzim are going to say the only Torah that really matters, the only Torah that's really Emes is Aseret HaDibros. After all, it's the only Torah that you're saying. Right? V'teidu she'ein korin ela masha amar Kadosh Baruch Hu v'shamu mipiv b'sinai. The only Torah that you're saying is what's it called? Is Aseret HaDibros. And what about Shema? Saying that also. It's also the Torah. What about Oz Yashir? Say that also today. So, but they're very upset about Aseret HaDibros. So because of that reason, they didn't want to say Aseret HaDibros. Okay? Ben Yehoyada has a completely different pshat than Rashi. He says, you know what the complaining of the meaning was? The complaints of the meaning were that everybody every morning says Aseret HaDibros, and they don't follow the Aseret HaDibros. They don't hold from it. So what kind of hypocrite are you? You're saying, well, signo, and well, sachmod, and lo, right? All the things you're saying every morning. And look what goes on, look how these people behave. So because of that taina, they stop saying it. That's the Ben Yehoyada says, right? They didn't practice what they preached. That's not the common pshat. The common pshat is what Rashi said. It's a much more philosophical thing, right? It seems like you're very machpit to say only what Hashem said, and the rest of the Torah not. It might give the false impression that the rest of the Torah was made up by Moshe. And because of that reason, they don't say, we don't have this Aseret HaDibros. What about the fact that he's saying Shema? What about that? Even then, at the base of the Midrash, even then they say Shema. So what about that? So the two answers to that question. The Ein Yaakov says that people would think, now you know why they're saying Shema? After all, they're wearing tefillin. And Shema, and they're wearing tzitzis. And Shema mentions tefillin and tzitzis. That's why they're saying it. That doesn't prove anything. Right? That's the Ein Yaakov. The Siv Zechachamim says, based on the Yerushalmi, that in Shema are all the Aseret HaDibros. So all they're doing is saying the Aseret HaDibros really twice. It's really what they're doing. Okay? That's the second answer. Which is why, like, in the olden days, this was a big issue. Should you say Aseret HaDibros? It's in the Siddur, but at the end, after davening, right? So people say Aseret HaDibros? Usually not. Maybe some people do. It was a big, you know, hundreds of years ago, it was a big issue. It's in the Gemara. Rashi says it. It used to be a very big issue. I don't think today it's such an issue. Right? It used to be a very, very big issue by saying Aseret HaDibros because of the meaning. Okay, next. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rav Nosson Amar. Look at this. Now Rav Nosson said the same thing. Bigvulin, Bigshulik, Rose Cave. In the Gvulin, in the rest of Israel, they wanted to establish a custom to say Aseret HaDibros. They stopped it already because the Minim were complaining. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Savor LeBekveinu B'Sura. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana wanted to establish it in Sura. Amalei Rav Chista Kfar Bitlum LeTaruim Zaminim. They got rid of it already because of the Minim. Ameimar Savor LeBekveinu B'Nahar Da. Ameimar wanted to start saying Aseret HaDibros in Nahar Da. Amalei Rav Ashi for a bit lo b'day terumus aminim. They got rid of it already because of the minim. Too many times it was tried. They got rid of it already. It's not part of. It's not a formal part of davening at all. It's in the Siddur, but it's not a formal part of davening. Next, b'Shabbos umosif in bracha achas l'mishmer hayotze. On Shabbos, they would add an extra bracha to the outgoing mishmar. Right? Because the mishmar switched over on Shabbos. They would add an extra bracha to the outgoing mishmar. My bracha achas. What bracha was that? Amar of Chelbo. Mishmar hayotze. Amar l'mishmar hanichnas. The outgoing mishmar would say to the incoming mishmar, "Mi sheshachin eshmo b'bayis hazeh, the one who dwells in this house, who yashkin b'neichem, he should dwell among you. Ava, love, achva, brotherhood, shalom, peace, vireyus, and friendship." Okay, look at the second Tosfos. Bracha achas, teimuktas, mayhi. What kind of bracha is this? Hoel. V'lesba lo shame v'lo malchus. What kind of bracha is that? Doesn't have a shame, doesn't have a malchus. It's not a bracha. No, we call it a bracha. The kasha is not such a kasha. The answer is better than the kasha. We're going to have an answer in a minute. The kasha is, where's the bracha? It didn't mean it's a formal bracha. Bracha to Hashem v'lekeinu melecholam. It meant, I'm giving you good wishes. That's what it meant, right? I'm giving you good wishes. The outgoing mishmar would say to the incoming one. Exactly. But then maybe it's not called a bracha. So Tosfos is wondering, why is it called a bracha? Right?
Yeah, you compare it to the other bracha,
the Yotzar and Harav. Exactly. So, in form of a bracha. What is it? It's well wishes. So the answer I would have said was, it didn't mean a formal bracha, it meant well wishes. So Tosfos knew that. That's why he writes, it's a little bit of a kasha. I saw an answer here. The Magen Taluma says, because when you have Jewish people that are b'shalom and ba'achva and v'reyus, there's no greater bracha than that. No greater bracha. That is the bracha. Right? I don't need Hashem's name in there. Right? It's unbelievable verse. Okay. Next. Mimakom she'amru l'hayrich. In a place where we said that if there was a bracha that you were going to be mayrich, then you're not allowed to be makater. We had a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, what that meant. According to Rashi, that was talking about at mayriv, it was emes ve'emuna. It's a very long bracha. It has a lot of topics in there. That's what Rashi said it meant. It has about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Makas Bechoros and the Yamsuf, a lot of topics. And you're not allowed to make that shorter. And according to the Rambam, it meant that any bracha that starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha, that's called the bracha arucha. That's called long. Pshita, now, this Gemara has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. It's out of left field, this Gemara. Ready? And I don't know why this Gemara is here. But here we go. Pshita. It's obvious. Hecha de kanakat kasa de chamer biyadeh. You have a cup of wine in your hand. But v'kasavar de shichru. You think it's beer. You think it's beer. Somebody poured for you. You didn't see the bottle. You have a cup. You think it's beer. So upasach umavarech adaite de shichru. So you start making a bracha on the beer. You start making a shahakal. Then all of a sudden you look inside and you realize that it's wine. So v'sayein b'dechamra. And you end off with a hagafen. You're thinking it's... You end off the right way. Yotza, it's okay. It's okay, yotza, yotze. Why? D'i nami im amar shahakal niyeh b'dvaru yotza. Because had you finished off with a shahakal, it also would have been yotze. Why? Because shahakal works for everything. Ditnan, I'll cool up imam shakol and yevid vora yatsa. Had you been, it would be okay too. Elahecha dekanakat kasa deshichu biyadei. But let's say you're holding a cup of beer in your hand, vikasavar dechamra, and you think it's wine. Upasach ubarach adaite dechamra, and you start making a bracha on wine. You start making a hagafen, but then at the last second you realize that it's really beer, v'sayim b'deshichra, and you end off with beer. My, what's the story? What's the issue? Basar ikar bracha azlinan. Do we go after the ikar bracha, and the ikar bracha is Hashem's name? So when you said Hashem's name, you had it wrong. Or basar chasima azlinan. Do we go how you ended it off?
Okay?
Well, you would say that
So you ended off right, but the Iker Bracha was wrong. So which one wins? That's the Gemara's question.
So if it goes on the end of the Bracha, by the first part, you wouldn't have had to say, by the first case, you wouldn't have had to say what the original Kavanah was.
Oh, so we're it's a good question. It's a good point. But it's a very good point. The Gemara's going to the Gemara's going to get back to that in a minute. But here we go. We're going to try to bring a Raya from the Brachos of Kriyashma, which is why this is really here. But it's such a tangential. Here we go. Toshma. So we learned like this. Shachris, in the morning, Pasach bi Yotze Or, you start off with Yotze Or, which is what you're supposed to do. V'sayim the Ma'ariv Aravim. And you end off with the bracha of Ma'ariv Aravim. Why'd you do that? Because like most, you're half asleep. So you really, where am I sitting over here? I'm Ma'ariv, Shachris, you don't even know what you're doing. Okay, it happens. It could happen. Wouldn't surprise me if it happened. So Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say this. Right. Okay. So again, you start off with Yotze Or and you end off with Ma'ariv. Lo Yotze. You're not Yotze like that. Not Yotze. Pasach be Ma'ariv Aravim. What if you started off with Ma'ariv? V'sayim be Yotze Or. But you ended off Yotze Or. So that's Yotze. That's good. Why is that good? Because we're going to say in a minute, because all we care about is the end. All we care about is the end. Now, the other way around. Arvid, you're sitting by Ma'ariv. Pasach be Ma'ariv Aravim. You start off with Ma'ariv the right way. V'sayim be Yotze Or. You end off with Yotze Or. Lo Yotze. You're not Yotze. Pasach be Yotze Or. What if you started off with Yotze Or? V'sayim be Ma'ariv Aravim. And then you end off with Ma'ariv. Yotze, you are Yotze. The bottom line is, the rule is, Hakol Holech Achar HaChasam. You always follow the way you ended. Which would mean, in our case of the wine and the beer, if you end the way you end off, should control. That should control. So we've answered our question. Says the Gemara, no. Shiny Hasam. It's different by the case of Birchas HaKrishma. Different. Why? Shani Hasam, Dika Amar Baruch Yotzer Hamaoros. Because you said Baruch Yotzer Hamaoros. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. The Rashi of Shani Hasam. It's a little up where we are. Klomar. Dilma Psicha Enaklum. The opening is nothing. Baha Diktani Yotza. So why are Yotze? Lefi Shechazar Shechozer Vichosem Ba the Baruch Yotzer Hamaoros. Because you end off saying Yotze Hamaoros, Vayedei Chasimasa Ka'amar Diyatza. Ella, we'll see, explain that in a minute. Ella Shahakol, She'ein Chosein Ba Debaruch, Umupsichasa Adaite Debore Priyagaf, and who? Ema Delo Yatza. In other words, what Rashi's saying is, really, maybe when you start, if you start off a bracha wrong, you've ruined it. If you say Sheva Malchus wrong, it's no good. And how come over here it's good? Because over here, when you start off, you really mention both, right? That's as we said yesterday. You really mention both. You mention night by day and day by night. So really, you got both anyway, even though you ended off wrong. But you started off right. Why'd you start off right? Because you mentioned both. Or you mentioned the right one. Right? Am I saying that right? No, that's not the answer. What did he say?
In the ending bracha, you say Baruch Hashem, you say Yotzer Hamaoros, right?
No, we said
Baruch, and you say a Baruch Hashem, and that's for the right Kavana. Right?
Right.
As opposed to the Shahako, where he's starting off Baruch Hashem with the wrong Kavana.
Oh, I'm sorry. The reason why it's good is because you ended off with a bracha. That's why it's good. Baruch Atah Hashem is a full bracha. Really, the beginning is no good. You have the wrong machshava by a bracha, it'll ruin it. Which is so it's not an answer for us. How come by Shema it's good? Because by Shema you end off with a bracha. You end off Baruch Atah Hashem. It's As we said, it starts with the bracha, ends with the bracha. So you end off with the bracha, so it's okay. You end off with the bracha. Not because the end matters. That's not the reason. The reason is because the end is its own bracha. It's very short, it's five words, but that's a bracha. Okay? That's why it's good. Bracha to Hashem, Yotam Oroch. That itself is a bracha. That's why it's good. Not, really, you don't mention the beginning, it's wrong? It's wrong. Now, by our case of the wine and the beer, there is no ending bracha. There's only one bracha. So when you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, wrong, it's ruined. It's ruined. So we don't have a raya either way. Okay? Now the problem is, when you end off by Ma'ariv or by Shacharis, Baruch Ata Hashem, where's the Malchus? You haven't said any Malchus. Ha Nicha, so what? Oh, so ha Nicha L'Rav, this makes Rav, Dharma who says, Kol Baruch Hashem Ba'as Karas Hashem, Kol bracha she'ein ba'as karas Hashem eino bracha shapir. Right? El Rab Yochanan to Omar, Kol bracha she'ein ba malchus eino bracha mayek alameimar. According to him, it has to have malchus. Has shame, it's fine. But it also has to have malchus. And here the ending bracha doesn't have malchus. So how is it good? The Gemara answers, Ella. Kivon to Amar Rabba Bar Ula. Here it is. Kedei lahazkir midas hayom balayla. Umidas halayla bayom. Since we said yesterday that when you say Ma'ariv, you have to mention Shacharis. Then we say Shacharis, there's Ma'ariv. Ki kavar bracha u'malchus meikara atar vayu ka'amar. So when you started off the wrong, when you started off the bracha, you really had both in mind. So no matter what, Shacharis, Ma'ariv, it doesn't really make a difference. You're going to get both in. As Rashi says, the Rashi of Ella Kivan Da'amar. Ella lo teima mishum d'chasimasa yatsa. Not because you ended off right. That's not the reason. That's not the reason. Ella, psichasa nami ma'al yazihi. Even the starting off point is good. Why? V'lo tipshot mina l'chum v'shichwa. This won't help my beer case at all. D'legabe brachos arvis v'shachwiz. By Ma'ariv and in the morning. Hu d'matzi l'meimar, it's okay. D'chi pasach b'zu b'sayim b'zu yasa. You start off one way, you end off the other way. It's okay. Why is it okay? D'ha ki pasach b'shachris adayte d'mayriv. Ma'ariv haravim hu. Dayte lad kurbi midas hayom b'layla. Kigon gol or. At least you mentioned the morning. Even though you said the wrong ma'ariv brach in the morning. It's okay. Why? Because even in the ma'ariv brach, you're going to mention the morning. V'chi pasach arav es adayte di yotza or. And Ma'ariv time, you said yotza or. You completely mixed up. Havi daite lad kurba, midas lila. You're still mentioning the night time. Kigon, bore choshef. Hilchuk adayte di tevayu have. Really, you have both in your head. That's why over there, what I said before about the bracha at the end. No, it's because no matter what you said, you got in what you're supposed to get in.
Kavanah's not that critical.
Kavanah's not that critical, exactly. We're gonna get to that in a minute. Okay? So therefore, that's not a kasha. This is not a riot to our case. We're stuck. What do we do by you made the wrong bracha for wine and beer? Well, let's see what you do by Ma'ariv and by Shacharis. Over there it's completely messed up. It's always good. So the answer is no. The reason why it's good over there is because whatever you said, you said the right thing. Whatever you said, bid the Yevon, you got the right words in there. So it's okay. Over here it's not true at all.
Same words for the beginning of any bracha.
I know, but you have to have kavana. When I start off, you have kavana to say the words. I'm thanking Hashem for bringing me the morning, and I'm thanking you for bringing me the night. It's in the wrong time zone. That's all right. At least you said, I'm thanking Hashem for the morning, I'm thanking Hashem for the night. Here, you start off, I'm thanking Hashem for giving me this wine. It's not wine. So we have not answered the question. Okay? We're going to try one more time. So far, so good? We'll try one more time. Tashma. Misefa. Klolo shel davar. No, good. That's very nice. We just got that whole fancy answer. But at the end of the Brisa said, Seifa to hakol hol lechachar achasam. The Brisa said, at the end of the day, we go by how you finish it all. Klolo shel davar lasu yimai. What does that mean? We all care about is how you finish it off. My love. Lasu yimai damarin. Doesn't that include our case of beer and wine? So the Gemara says, "Look, lasuye nahama v'tamri." It comes to include the case of bread and dates. What's bread and dates? Hechi dami. What does that mean? Ilema doesn't mean the achal nahama, you ate bread, katsavar, the tamri achal, and you thought you were eating dates. Okay? Achal upasach adaita the tamri. You started making a bracha on dates. Vesayim bidinama, and you ended off with the bread. Hainu ba'ayin. That's exactly our case. So you didn't answer anything. That's exactly our question. Lo tzricha, the case is like this. Kigon, the achal tamri, you were eating dates, the kasavar nama. You thought it was bread. Achal upasach bidinama. So you started off making a bracha on bread. Vidasayim bidatamri. And you ended off saying dates. Yatza, it's okay. Why? Da filu sayim bidinama nami yatza. Even if you ended off with bread, it would have been good. My time of why? But we're talking about benching. Benching. Even if you bench on dates, it's okay. Why? The tamri nami mezen zaini. Because dates also give you nourishment. So ending off a bracha on dates, not so terrible. That's what it meant, that we all care about the end. How'd you end off on dates? You said benching for dates? That's fine, there's no rule like that. Yeah, but it still sustains you. Dates are very, very filling. You could say you could get away with it. What about our story of the wine and the beer? It's unresolved. We don't answer it. Now we're going to go on to a new thing. Unresolved. So look at Tosfos. Tosfos lav la suye nama. Pirush Rav Alphas. So the Rif says, Hashta delo ayen, since the question's not answered, az linan lakula. We go lakula. Vafilu pasach bechamra. Even if you start off making a bracha on wine. Vesayim b'deshichra, yatza, you are yotze. Why? Safik brachas lahal. Viri haya omer l'chumra. Ri says l'chumra, t'tzarech l'varech pa'macheres. You have to make a bracha again. What about the din? It's safik brachas lahal. Oh, you have to make a bracha again. So the Marsha says something astounding. The Marsha says, you only say safik brachas lahal by a berachas hamitzvah. You hear that? By a berachas hamitzvah. You say safik brachas lahal. Now, did I make that bracha on the wolf? I don't know. I don't remember. I don't have to make it again. Exactly. I don't know. Did I make that bracha on tefillin? I don't know. I'm half asleep. Then you don't have to. But on a bracha for Hashem, taking Hashem for the food He gave you, you have the wrong. You don't not sure you said the right bracha. Say it again. I know. Just to show you. I know. I'm just reading you what Tosfos says. Umihu hayom Rabbeinu Tam im haya yodeh beberer shetah bedibura. If you know you made a mistake, for example, Sha'amar Bar Priya ate Tachas Bar Priya Gafen, Ubatoch Kidei Dibur Yachal Achzavo. Within Toch Kidei Dibur, you could always take it back. It's not considered if you said it, then you can take it back. V'chein, B'yontef, B'chassimah Shal Yontef, also in Bashmon Esrei, Imta Ben Makadish Yisrael V'azmanim, V'amar HaMakadish HaShabbos. Yeah, right? It's amazing how you pray before God. And you're not even paying attention, you're just like mumbling the words. It's Shabbos, Yonta, I don't even know what I'm talking about. V'chazar, Tokhi Dedibur, Yatza. You can, within Tokhi Dedibur, you can change back. Why? Acharei Shehu Yodeh Shehu Yontif, because you know it's Yontif. You know it's Yontif. You just forgot. You're so confused. V'hiksha, however, V'yakov Mikunon, Ma'kami Boyle. What's the whole kasha over here? V'ha, Vadai, Mitzvos, Eid, Srichos, Kavana. Mitzvahs don't require kavana anyway, we hold. It's a machlokas about that. But by the Rabbanans, we seem to hold, this is really your question. Mitzvahs don't require kavana anyway. V'haya omer hari. Yeah, you know when mitzvahs don't require kavana?
Maybe that's not, you have the wrong kavana.
Oh, hainu b'shomei atfilah chor beis haknesses. You're passing by the shul, and you hear, you answer, amen, v'lo nechavin latin. You didn't have kavana to be yotze. But you hear the shofar. Maybe then. But over here, then it's chavin levarich alayayin v'nimtza sheichar lo mahani. You can't say bracha seitzvichas kavana when you did the wrong thing, right? You can walk by, you walk by the shul, you hear the shofar. That sounds so nice. You didn't say l'shem yichud. You didn't. You get your mitzvah. Could be. Why? You don't have to have kavana. But now when you have the wrong kavana, then you have the wrong kavana. Then you would never say that. Good. Very good. Next.
If you start saying a bracha on wine and change beer or vice versa, then sure that that's Okay, if you go back and change it, for sure.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't change. You didn't say different words. Oh, you say Tochi Dibri, you can change it. Einachanami, Tochi Dibri, you can change it. The whole thing was no. You after what?
The Gemara's case.
No, you didn't change anything. You started off Baruch Ata Hashem. This is beer. Your kavana was beer. You end off Bar Priya Gofen. If somebody would knock your shoulder, oh, Bar Priya Gofen, that would be good. But here you said one bracha. You didn't change it.
That's worse.
Than right, it's your kavana. That's exactly his last question. What about the kavana issue? No, it's here. It's worse. You have the wrong kavana. Right? Exactly the point. Next, Amar Rabba Bar Bachinina, Sava Mishmei Derab, Kol Shlo Amar Emes V'Yatziv Shachris, V'Emes V'Emuna Arvis. Lo yotzi yidei chavaso. You're not yotzi yachiyev. Why? Shenemar lahadcha. You have to say chazdecha baboker, the emunascha balelos, and emuna at night. Therefore, what? So Rashi says. I'm not going to read it inside. Emes v'emuna is more about night. It's more about the future, about the future and the gullus, and that's why you have to say it like that. V'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Chinana Mishmei Derav Hamispalel, when you daven, Kishu Korea, when you bow down, Korea Bebaruch. You bow down by Baruch. Uzhagu Zokef, when you get up, Zokef Bashem. You get up by Hashem's name. Amar Shmuel, my time of Derav, what's the reason for that? Dechsev, Hashem Zokef Kifufim. So, wait a minute. Mipnei Shemi Nachasu. It says, Mipnei Shemi Nachasu, because you're in front of Hashem, which means that you can't get up by Hashem. So Gemara says, Miksiv b'shmi, b'fnei shmi ksiv, before Hashem's name. So it's okay to rise by Hashem's name. Amar le Shmuel, l'chia bara, bar urian, the lion, tov emolach milsim alias ad amar avuch. Tell me something amazing your father said. Hachi amar avuch, here's what he said. Kishu korea, korea b'baruch. When you bow by baruch. Ushugu zokev, and when you get up, zokev b'shem. You get up by Hashem's name. Okay. Rav Sheshes Kikara Kara Kichizra. When Rav Sheshes would bow, he would bow like a rod, straight down like a rod. Kishu Kika Zakif. When he would get up, Zakif Kichivra, he would get up like a snake. Most people don't do this. It is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. They get up like this with their head like that. You see, some people will do that sometimes. That's the real appropriate way to get up. What? Only by modim? No, by everyone. The only difference between modim and the others is by modim, you don't bend your knees. Right? By modim, you don't bend your knees. By the other ones, you do. Right? That's how we do that. We bend our knees by Baruch, Ata, and then get up. But by modim, you don't bend your knees, you just go down. Right? That's the only difference of modim. Okay, next. Just mentioning random memories by this person. Nothing to do with anything. The whole year, Adam Mispalel Hakel HaKadosh. A person says Hakel HaKadosh. Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. And in Shemot Esrei, you say Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Chutz, except, May Asar Yavim Shevei Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, except for the 10 days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Shemispal HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat. Except for HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech, everybody knows this. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afil Omer Hakel HaKadosh Yatza, even if you said Hakel HaKadosh, it's okay. Shenemar V'Yigva Hashem Tzavakos V'Mishpat. Ve'el HaKadosh Nitash Mitztaka. Emesai V'Yigva Hashem Tzavakos Pamishpat. When is that? Elu Aseru Yom Shavim Rosh Hashanah V'ad Yom HaKippurim. V'Kar Ma'akel HaKadosh. And it says it can say HaKel HaKadosh. May Havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Amar Rav Yosef HaKel HaKadosh U'melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Rabba Amar HaMelech HaMishpat HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat V'Elech HaSak Kirabba. That's how we paskin. We paskin that you must say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. If you don't, so by HaMelech HaKadosh, you must repeat Shimon Esrei. By HaMelech HaMishpat, they're Mekel, because anyway, you have the word HaMelech in there. So HaMelech HaHed Tzakel Mishpat. Since you have the word HaMelech, they're Mekel. But you should just say HaMelech HaMishpat. Right? Okay. So Tosva says, look at the Tosvas. V'tzarech Lomar, V'tzarech Lachtam, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, V'yim Lomar, Machzirin, also you have to repeat Shimon Esrei. V'chein Zachreinu Umi Kamocha, V'kasov l'chayim, v'sefer achayim, machzirin oso imlo amar. You have to repeat Shemona Esrei if you don't say those. Those were made up by the Gaonim. We don't hold like that. You don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei if you left those out. Tosfos is going to say that in a minute.
The call of Mashana, Mimatea Shadova Chacham, Ain the Yotze de Chavoso, the Chain Pasuk Rabbeinu Yehuda. Im Suffik Lo Amar, Im Lo Amar. You have a Suffik. Let's say Melech HaKadosh or not. Right? Magzirin also, you must go back to Isa Yerushalm, Betanis Parakama, Hayim Espal, Ve'en Yadeh, in Hizkir, Tal Lamatar, Ve'em Lav, Kol Shosh Yimyon, Becheskat Shalom Lomad. Right? For the first 30 days, you have to go back. So to over here. So Mr. Brewer says, you can't have 30, you can sit in your living room for 30 and just repeat the thing 30 times. You can't do that here, because you have to say Baruch Atah, you have to ask Hashem's name. You can't say Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh 30 times, because that's not Hashem's name, it's not the right bracha. So there's no Eitzah. Then he says, Pira Shalom Omar, Shalom Omar, Ella Kemoshu Lomar Ar Atah, Shalom Omar, okay, fine. Achar Kein Becheskas Shehitzkir. After that, we have a Chazak, he said it right. V'adin L'chol HaDorim Shetarach L'Hitzkir Kein Adin. V'im Kein, Asher Shemei Tshuva, D'Lek HaShloshim Yom, Tzarech L'Achter. V'Rabbeinu Chanan Al-Katsav, D'Ein Machzirin also, when they call Osam Dvarim Shalom Pasak V'Sefer, Pirish V'Hivir Raya L'Dvarav. That's how we paskin. The only time you have to go back is for Hamelech, the Hamelech. You don't have to go back for Zuchreinu L'Chaim or all those things he left out. You don't have to repeat your answer for that. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah has one kula. He says, if you're davening, if it's Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, and you're davening from a machzer, you don't have to go back. Why? Because chances are you're looking inside, and since you have v'chein ping pachtecha stuck in there, which makes the whole thing longer and very different, chances are you're going to say Melech HaKadosh, which is the way the bracha ends over there. So chances are you don't have to go back. You're not going to say, chances are you said it. So you don't have to go back over there. There's the Mishnah Berurah brings down a shita that says that on Rosh Hashanah night, the first night, if you forgot to say Melech HaKadosh, you don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei. It's just like if you forgot Rosh Chodesh at Ma'ariv, you don't have to repeat. So too, if you forgot it at Rosh Hashanah night, you don't have to repeat. The Mishnah Berurah says, what the comparing this to that? It's Rosh Hashanah. So what if it's night? So that's a very, if you forgot to say Melech HaKadosh and you want to rely on that, that's a big kula that maybe you could rely on. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it at all, but it is out there in case you want to rely on it. Okay, very good. Next. Amar Rabba Bar Chinan Asava Mishmei Derav, Kol She'efshelo Levakesh Rachim Al Chaveiro, if you're able to ask Rachim on your friend, Ve'enu Mavakesh, and you don't do that, Nikra Chote, you call the Chote, Shenemar Gam Anochi Chalili Mechato Lashem, Mechadal Hespal Ba'adchem. Ask the Sifsi Chachamim, who can't daven for someone else? What do you mean? Kol She'efshel, if it's possible to daven for someone else, who can't do that? Why can't you daven for someone else? What does it mean? What does that mean? I don't have an answer to that question. Such a good question, no? What does that mean? Whoever can daven for someone else and doesn't, so why can't you?
He did.
No, that's not what it says. If you're able to daven for someone else, who's not able? Who's not able? Right? He brings down over here, means you're not roi, only the gadol, only the tzaddik. We daven every day, we're not roi. So why can't we daven for someone else? I know my friend needs the XYZ, so let me daven for him. So why can't you? What does that mean? Very difficult line. Amar Rava, Im Talmud Chacham Hu, Tzarek Sheyechala Atzmolav. You have to make yourself sick over it. Shit my time, Elam, Mishum Dixiv, Ein Chola Mikem Alai, Gola Es Aznai, Dilma Melech Shiny. Maybe that's only talking about the Melech. Elamai Hacha, from over here it says, Va'ani Bachalosam, Levushi. Fine. Next. If you do an Avera and you are embarrassed about it, you're forgiven for all your sins. Some change the girsa. You're forgiven for that sin. Not all your sins. You did one Avera, you feel bad about it, you're misbayish about it, you're embarrassed, you're forgiven for that sin. Shenemar Laman Tizkri Boshes Veloy Lacha Od Pitchon Peh, Nednekli Mascha, but Kafri, Lacha, Lachal Asher, Asisa Nuom Hashem Alakim. Why are you forgiven for all your sins? If just because you were embarrassed? So the pashup shot is because it's the yisod of tshuva is charata, right? Being embarrassed, no greater charata than that. Others say because if you're embarrassed, it's like you died. So misha is a kafara. Okay. So then Dilma tzibur shiny. Maybe the tzibur is different. Ela mehacha v'yomer Shmuel al Shaul. Shmuel said to Shaul, right? Lama higars tani. Why'd you stir me? This is when Shaul went to the
I love it. The Witch of Endor. Make it sound like some kind of science fiction movie. Right? The Witch of Endor went to the Witch of Endor and brought Shmuel back from the dead. And Shmuel said, what did you bring me back from the dead for? Right? What'd you do that to me for? Right? So Yomer Shal Tali Maor, I'm very distressed. Uplishim Lilchamim be. The Plishim are attacking me. Vashem Sarme Alai. Hashem's not around. He doesn't answer me. Velo Anani Od. Gam Biyad Neviim. God be Chalomos. No one's answering me. Not Hashem, not the Neviim, not my dreams. I revived you to ask you what to do. Ve'ilu Urim V'Tumim Loka Amar. He didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim. Why not? Mishum Dekat Le'Lenu V'Rakat. He was embarrassed. How can I ask the Urim V'Tumim? How can I go to the Kohen? I killed out the whole city of Kahanim. How can I go now to the Kohen and ask him to go ask Hashem? I can't do it. U'menayin Da'achiyu Le'im and Shmai. How do you know he was forgiven for that? Shenemar V'Yomar Shmuel Ashal. Shmuel said, Machar Ata U'Bimcha Imi. Tomorrow you're going to die, Shmuel told him. You're going to be with me. V'amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan, Ibi b'mechitzati. You're going to be in my mechitza. In other words, you're forgiven for what you did. So you see that being embarrassed causes forgiveness. V'rabbanan amin v'hachra, V'rabbanan say over here, V'hakanum la'Hashem, Yigiv Oshol, B'yachir Hashem, that what happened was, the Givonim, who Shol killed them too, they told David, they want to have 7 of Shol's descendants, they're going to kill them in exchange. And it says, they called him B'chir Hashem. Now, they didn't call Shaul the B'chir Hashem. They hated him. Yatza Baskel of Amar B'chir Hashem. The Baskel said, by the way, Shaul's the B'chir Hashem. They wouldn't have said that. They want revenge. They want blood. They're not calling him some holy person. Had the Baskel called him that. So you see, he was forgiven. Amar Rev Avo ben Zutrasi, Amar Rev Yehuda bar Zvida, Bikshu Lugvor Parashat Zbolak B'Kriyashma. They wanted to put Parashat Zbolak in Kriyashma. Uvne ma lo kavua? Why didn't they do that? Mishum Torah chad tibur. They wanted to make davening so long. Now, my timer. Why didn't they? Ilem mishum dechsev ba kel motiyim. Why did they? Ilem mishum dechsev ba kel motiyim mitzrayim. Right? So lema parshas, we have two parshas mishkalos. Those two parshas. Dechsev ben yitzias mitzrayim. And they're much shorter. They're not long like parshas. They're much shorter. Two psukim. El Amar Yosi Bar Avin Mishum Dechsiv Be Hay Kara the following pasuk Kara Shachav Kari Ukulavim Mikimiyakimenu, beautiful pasuk about Klal Yisrael. V'leim Ahay Pesuk of Zulo. So just say that pasuk and that tool. The answer is no. Gemir, we have a tradition. Kol Parsha the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu. Any Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu stopped at, paskinon, we can stop at. The low pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu, low paskinon. And if Moshe didn't stop there, we can't stop this. He can't quote a half a pasuk. What are all the places throughout davening where we quote less than a full pasuk? All of them are good kasha, and all of them need an answer. Right? Like Friday night by Kiddush, we say Vayir Vayivoker. Some start with the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk. The problem with starting with the beginning of the pasuk is that the Medrash says that's a reference to Misa. Right? V'yarol shikil kemis kol ha'shar zavihine tov ma'od. Tov ma'od is Misa. Vayir Vayivoker. So people don't want to do that. That's what I do, actually. I do say the whole pasuk, even though it's about Misa. What can I tell you? When we put it by Glila, we say half psukim, right? Zos HaTorah, that's a half. It's two fused psukim. They're not even full psukim. You have it in a few places throughout the davening where we do half psukim. What's the answer? Some say the answer is tefillah, but this is also tefillah. You have to find an answer for each one. Parshas Tzitzis b'nei makavua. Why do we say Tzitzis every morning? So Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mivnei Shish B'Chamisha Dvarim. Tzitzis has 5 things. Number one, Mitzvah Tzitzis. So what's so great about Tzitzis? Right, Tzitzis really represents all 613. Yitzias Mitzrayim, all mitzvot. Das Minim. What's Das Minim? Hahofchim. Look at Rashi. Osam, them. Who's them? So the censor took out the following 3 words. Talmidai Yeshu Hanotri. Right? Them. Right? Hahovchim Tame Torah Lemidrash Toz V'Olil. They completely turned the Torah upside down. Hear her Havera. Hear her Havera. V'hear her Avodah Zara. You have to say that those two are both one. Otherwise you don't have 5. You have 6. Bishlo Mahani Tlas Mefarshan. The first 3 are good. All mitzvot tichsev. Risa Mosav Tichatim Eskol Mitzvot Hashem. Tzitzis dikzev asisem lahem tzitzis. Yitzis etzayim dikzev asher atesi. Elo das minim. Hira avoda avera. Hira avoda zola minolan. Where do those come from? Ditanya. Achrei levavchem zuminus. After your heart is called minus. V'cheinu omer, asher nathno, asher navo believo, ein alokim. Achrei nechem zu, hear her aveira. After your eyes, hear aveira. Shenamar v'yomar shimshon el aviv osa kachli ki hi yishar v'einai. Atem zonim zehir avodazara, v'cheinu omer v'yiznu achrei habaylim. Very good. Why is Avodah Zarah you considered your lave? There are many things you do wrong with your lave. So why is Avodah Zarah belave? I understand why you hear her as nus is your eyes, because your eyes see. Why is hear her with your lave? Why is lave connected to Avminus? Why is that? There's a lot of things you do with your heart. Why is Avodah Zarah? Decent question? Not a good question. So you don't like the question? No? The answer is better than the question. So the Pesach Ol says, because it says in the Torah, Achrei Levavchem, Lev is first. That's out of order. Normally your eyes see, and then your Lev wants to go sin. The only Avera where your Lev has a taiva without your eyes is Avodah Zarah. All in your Lev. There's nothing to see. I just have an Avodah Zarah thought in my head. It's before the eyes. There's nothing else like that. That's what it's a reference to Avodah Zarah. What? Right, exactly. So first you see something, ooh, I'd love to have that. Oh, it's not kosher. Oh, she's not married to someone else. Here, the lave is first. What is that? The only thing it could be is Avodah Zarah. That was a beautiful part. Okay, we'll just do the Mishnah at least. Everybody knows this Mishnah because everybody says that at the Seder. What's it doing here? It's here because we're talking about Kriyat Shema. So it's in Kriyat Shema. So Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. We mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Now everybody holds you mention it by day. You mention it by night. But that was one of the reasons why they wanted to stick in. One of the Mefarshim said they wanted to say Parshas Bilam, because Tzitzis is a whole machlokas. Do you say it at night? Do you not say it at night? But Parshas Bilam, why not say it at night? There's nothing to do with night or day, right? It's less of a machlokas. Maskirin Yitzias Balelos. We mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Amar Balaz Ben Azayah. I'm like 70 years old. I never got a reason to say it's time at night. Ben Zoma came along. Says it twice. There you go. Right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.